traditional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, The kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Don't predict an event. You can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Sandy Hook with Jim Fetzer, hour number two of this interview with him tonight. And we want to get into many more aspects of what happened on that day, or did not happen for that matter. But we also want to talk about his trip this week. I thought it was last week, but you just got back, so it's still fresh on your mind. And before I get to the phone lines in just a minute here, and we will take your calls, 800-313-9443. Tell me a little bit more about your experience there.
Yeah, well, there were like four major highlights. The first was that visit to the, United Way, which, you know, instead of welcoming Wolf and inviting him, and they called the police and wouldn't allow him to enter the building. We went over to the Newtown Police Department because they told Wolf that if he were to come to the area, drop in, you know, let him know he's there. So he and I and Day Williams, his Nevada attorney, went into the building and asked, Wolf asked if he could talk to the chief of police and two other ranking officers because they'd taken an active role in 9/11. Instead, a sergeant came out and he told us that they were not available. He didn't say they weren't present because they appear to have been in the building, but they were unavailable, meaning they wouldn't talk to Wolf. Now, why? You know, why would that be the case? Wolf had some questions for him. If there were nothing to hide, why wouldn't they come out and talk with him? I thought that was very odd. So, you know, here twice in a row we had a response that was, let's say, not what I at least would have expected if they were on the level, if this had been a real event. We had lunch, then we wound up going around the firehouse where so much activity took place on the 14th of December 2012. Including where they even took a Sandy Hook school sign and moved it up so they could photograph the sign toward the firehouse, because that's where you had a bunch of cars and people jammed up and all that, make it look as though it was a school. Practically nothing was going on at the school. I mean, it's a real strange situation. But we went by the firehouse, and Wolf made a preliminary inquiry because he wanted to talk to the fire captain, who had given this sworn statement about he and his daughter having rushed down to the school and not being denied access by the state police. And in case you are unaware, I mean, not only were EMTs not allowed in the building, but even if they had been, EMTs aren't authorized to declare whether a person is dead or alive. That requires a physician. I mean, there are a couple of exceptions if the head is actually separated from the body. So Wolf has raised the question, well, who actually declared that these children were dead? And would you believe that's a simple, obvious question that they're not willing to answer? It's like, who installed the security system? You know, the camera was actually missing that day, but it was supposed to have a modern, you know, security system that would have filmed Adam Lodzik coming in. You know how many times you get these stories, well, it wasn't working that day, right? Well, there are a lot of things that weren't working in relation to the Sandy Hook fiasco. So we went to the fire department. There was a fellow there, And Wolf asked when the captain might be there, and he said something about he might be there in about an hour. And then he realized who Wolf was, and he referred to him as a kook and was very dismissive, you know, derisive. But we didn't think a whole lot about it at the time. We went up the road a short pace, and there was a house for sale right where the fence had blocked off access to the site where the school had been. And where, when it was torn down, everyone involved in the destruction of the school was given a lifetime gag order that they couldn't talk about anything they saw, or in my opinion, did not see in the demolition of the school. Because I think they would have not seen bullet holes in the walls from a high velocity weapon or blood on the floor from all these bodies, which could have been, you know, should have been quite a few gallons of blood there. But we did, there was a house for sale, and we asked, you know, inquired if we could look at the property, and they said yes. So we went up, and in the back there, it was a hilly area, and we could actually see over the fence, so we could look into where the school had once stood. And there was an area that was kind of blocked off, smaller area that was demarcated, and I knew independently that that was where the alleged shooting had taken place, and they were going to turn it into some kind of memorial. Well, this took up about an hour, so we went back to the firehouse. And Wolf again went up to the door, the furthest most entryway. And this is a very large firehouse. I mean, it has at least six, I think it has seven big doors. And there are at least, you know, five or six really beautiful fire engines in there. I mean, they're magnificent machines. That's a very large firehouse for such a small community. But the same guy was there, and he was being very obnoxious to Wolf. I mean, Wolf just went up, and he's got a very restrained manner, and he just said, you know, he was looking for the captain, and the guy started berating him and using the F word over and over and over again. We were there watching this happen, and before we knew it, he'd actually pushed Wolf physically in the chest. Now, Wolf, as I said, is a pretty big guy, so he didn't move much, but I mean, it definitely happened. I was in a position, I watched the whole thing happen. When Wolf got back in the car, we talked about it, and he said, I've had enough of this, and he called the police. So the Newtown police came out. Remember, we'd gone to introduce ourselves. In fact, that same sergeant would show up on the scene subsequently, and initially they were kind of hesitant what to do, but it was very clear that, you know, he was complaining about an assault and battery, and they actually took sworn statements from Wolf and from me, but better than that, we had the whole thing on film. Because, you know, we're shooting everywhere we're going. So we had the whole thing on film. So one of our camera crew went back to the Newtown Police Department where they could review the film and all that. And they took our statements. This consumed a fair amount of time. It was interesting. You know, then Gene Rosen's house is right immediately adjacent to the fire station. And Gene Rosen, of course, claimed that the six children had been dropped off by a bus. And I'd often thought how very curious that was. He also claimed he'd heard the sound of shots coming from the school. He said that the children had come in, he'd given them orange juice and cookies, and it was about 15 minutes, and they played with stuffed animals. These are first graders. They played with stuffed animals for, 15 or 20 minutes before they started talking about the event. Well, I thought this was very curious. So I happen to have a friend who is a former top shrink for the FBI, and I asked him if he'd review this. And he did and wrote back and said, you know, there were many inconsistent or unreasonable aspects to what he said, including that if he heard the sound of shots from the school, why hadn't he called the police? And if the children had been exposed to this kind of trauma, they would have been very emotional, semi-hysterical when they got off the bus and been non-stop talking about it. There wouldn't have been time for cookies, and this whole thing was ridiculous. And, you know, I thought that was pretty nice observation. So I included a couple of these in an article about Wolf Halbig heads to Newtown for the truth about Sandy Hook, the ATF guy who said, you know, they'd done research, they hadn't found any indications that this guy, Adam Lanza, or his mother had ever done any shooting. I put in Alan Solarian, he's the FBI, former FBI top shrink, critique about Gene Rosen. I also had a New York Gold Shield detective response to the fact that all these people in the footage at Sandy Hook had name tags on lanyards, that there was actually a check-in sign, everyone must check in, and porta-potties. I mean, here's another innocent question Wolf has asked to which we're getting no answer. Who ordered the porta-potties? And when were the porta-potties ordered? This has an analog with 9/11 because Rudy Giuliani was able to get 115 dump trucks out there to start hauling away the debris the day after 9/11. And what they were bringing in, which was hundreds of thousands of tons of dirt, was just as important as what they were taking out. It was like Chernobyl, where they used vast quantities of dirt to expose the, you know, cover up the, absorb the radiation, the residual radiation. Because we have a whole lot of proof that, in fact, the Twin Towers were taken down using a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes, either neutron or positron bombs. So, I mean, it's interesting, you know, that these things have these parallels. But it's also the case, and, you know, this is something that struck me for my latest article, which has is entitled... A Newtown School Board and the Newtown Bee are complicit in the Sandy Hook hoax. When I did additional research about the school itself, Bob, and
Justin Show.
If you're worried about your health and your
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Their ministries of propaganda each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
The future. 800-313-9443 is the number if you would like to join Jim and myself with this discussion we're having. 800-313-9443. Jim, a caller's been waiting for a while, so I'm going to come to him and see if we can get a question or somebody from him. His name is Mark, and he's calling from Oregon. Mark, how are you tonight?
Well, Bob, I'm doing pretty good, thank you, and I appreciate you asking because it hasn't been a great day here. If you'd like me to cry on your shoulder for about 10 seconds or less, I'm an amputee and I've had shooting pains today. So if you're not an amputee, Dr. Fetzer, Bob, thank God.
so what does that consist of?
In my experience, and I believe, Bob, that and Dr. Fetzer, the experience is basically the same across the board with amputees that suffer this. It's basically a repeat of the pain that you would have felt if you hadn't been under anesthesia when they were cutting through the leg. So, fortunately, they call them shooting pains or phantom pains, and fortunately, they don't last very long. They only last for 2 or 3 seconds, but it's very intense. And you never know when the next one's going to show up. So it's kind of right. Leaves you sitting on the edge of your seat. But anyway, I'm getting better listening to the show, and I appreciate it. Gives me a positive place to direct energy to, and it obfuscates the neuron transmissions of the negative, so to speak. But at any rate,
let me ask, were you a bit taken aback with the footage from the Boston bombing when you saw people who were faking to have, you know, their legs blown off when they actually had not? Or, you know, these were amputees coming back from Iraq who had already lost their legs. Have you followed that? Has that drawn
your attention? Yes, sir, I certainly have. And, of course, the Boston bombing has things standing out in it which are just blatantly incongruent with normal reality as to the way that events would transpire given any reasonable latitude of expectation of a continuum of logical events, one following the other with a causal effect. Why they actually made this such a blatant, in the case of the Boston bombing as well as Sandy Hook, I think is probably the most critical question. I did notice with Sandy Hook that you had the cauldron of the working up to the complete abrogation of the Second Amendment in this country, the right to bear arms, actually pick up. I believe it was Dianne Feinstein started chanting, turn them over, and enough, enough, enough. I think that came out right after Sandy Hook, if I'm correct. But it really did pick up in Congress. And it was, as far as the Boston bombing goes, there are a lot of unusual things there that actually I can think of one that relates to Sandy Hook. And I heard a report of a girl who showed up in the video of the crowd standing near the street. She wasn't injured, but she was videoed there before or during or after the bomb went off. And she was the same young lady who was in the newspaper up around the Sandy Hook newspaper after the event at Sandy Hook, who was said, purported to have died there, as well as the young lady who was sitting on Obama's knee when he went up there to offer his condolences.
I know. A lot of this is so ridiculous and in your face. Please, I'm very glad you called in. You have some questions or comments you want to add about either case is fine with me.
Well, yes, sir. As I say, Dr. Fetzer and Bob, I think the most important question is why have they arranged obvious prima facie evidence which says that it was a hoax and let us know, and as you'd mentioned before, they throw it all in our faces, but why are they doing that? What purpose does that serve them in the furtherance of their agenda on gun control? I don't see any relationship to gun control there.
Mark, my first take on that question is that sometimes that's the best place to hide something, right in front of our face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I tend to go with that question is, you know, why would they make it so blatant, so obvious? Why would there be so many holes? It's because it's right in front of our face and most people won't look there. The other thing I think that might be at hand here, and this is might be a little far-fetched, and I want to get Jim's take on this, and yours as well, Mark, is that with all these holes, this is keeping us pretty busy right now. We've spent a lot of time talking about this. Not saying that we should or shouldn't have, but we have. And maybe that's part of the agenda here. Maybe they want us, people who critically think, who don't just swallow everything that we're fed, maybe they want us to be preoccupied or occupied at least with this information. Now, I might be wrong about that, but...
Well, look at it this way, Bob. It's a minuscule percentage of the population that is alert enough or paying sufficient attention to put it together anyway. So, you know, I think it just is reflecting they no longer care. They can get away with everything. They can do JFK. They're actually shooters at least six different locations, but they can pin it on this guy who was actually photographed in the doorway during the shooting and can't possibly have done it. They can do 9/11 with physically impossible events. None of the planes actually crashed. Therefore, no passengers actually died in planes that didn't crash. Therefore, no Islamic hijackers caused planes to crash because none of them crashed. I mean, we can prove it. I have done this so many times. We have, for example, FAA registration records that show the planes used for Flight 93 and for the Shanksville and 175, the South Tower, were not even deregistered or formally taken out of service until 28 September 2005. Bureau of Transportation Statistics records show that Flight 11, North Tower, and 77, Pentagon, weren't even scheduled that day. So how can planes that weren't even in the air have crashed on 9/11, and how can planes that crashed on 9/11 have still been in the air 4 years later? And pilots for 9/11 Truth have been able to establish that Flight 93 was in the air that day, but that was over Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, after it had allegedly crashed in Shanksville, and that Flight 175 was also in the air that day, but that it was over Harrisburg and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, long after it had allegedly hit the South Tower. But, you know, it's just gotten so blatant. And Sandy Hook, here's something that I stumbled over rather recently and presented, you know, when I spoke at the school board. Sandy Hook was an outstanding elementary school that had a 10 out of 10 score, meaning on 10 different criteria it ranked highly. It was a K through 4, kindergarten through 4th grade, with 626 students. So I said, well, my goodness, if there were 20 who died, then where are the other 606? There should have been an enormous evacuation of over 600 students. They should have been everywhere. There should have been, if they were using buses, you know, might hold 48 to 50 students. So you're going to need at least a dozen buses. You can scour through all this footage and photographs. You're not going to find these 600 students. You're not going to find these dozen buses. I mean, the whole thing is just as blatantly fraudulent as it can possibly be. In fact, we've even gone back, and a study was done with the Wayback Machine that showed there was no computer activity at Sandy Hook from 2008 to 2012. We have found that the parking area is not American with Disability Act compliant, that they're not painted properly, and they don't have the right signage. A plumber has noticed that interior shots so that they ripped a commode out of one of the toilets, out of one of the bathrooms to try to make it look as though it were compliant, but in fact it's not compliant. It was loaded with all kinds of storage. Many teachers have said this is just what you expect when you have an abandoned school. It's used for storage. And it turns out that after the shooting, the Newtown Bee, which was deeply involved in this, published an article saying it would be very difficult, if impossible, to refurbish the school because it was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards. So I asked the school board, I said, you know, when was the determination made that these students were going to school in a toxic waste dump?
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding...
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
See, Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Just a half hour left, and boy, has it gone by fast. We're taking more phone calls with Professor Jim Fetzer on the Sandy Hook situation and learning about what he's uncovered with his recent trip to Sandy Hook. That was this week. He just got back, and it's still hot on his mind. And, Jim, we have a caller here who was, I guess, your video producer. I don't have a name for him, but you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Bob. Hi, Jim. Yeah, I was on part of the film crew that went with Jim and Wolfgang to Sandy Hook, and I can concur with his recollection of the events as they unfolded. And let me just preface that all by saying that when we say Sandy Hook hoax, we don't mean that, or at least I don't contend, personally, from what I've investigated, that no one died that day. I do believe that people died that day, but I don't think the events unfolded as we have been led to believe. And just a point going back about half an hour, Jim, you said, you mentioned officers at the Newtown Police Department that were present on 9/11. You meant to say 12/15, just to clarify for any of the listeners, because you had been talking about 9/11 before that, and just that got mixed up a little bit. But I do agree with, I've read most of what Jim Fetzer has produced and published over many, many years, and I agree with about 95% of it. There's a little bit of minutia in there where, hey, if you can't disagree on a few minor details, then I don't think you have rational, cognitive, critical thinking going on. But I can stand by what Dr. Fetzer says and investigates almost wholeheartedly all the time. And with that said, my point of contention is it's not so much what we've been given as far as evidence of the crimes unfolding as they were purported to have occurred. It's what has not been released as far as factual evidence. So it's the first time in a mass casualty school shooting incident in American history where you've had so much information classified from the get-go. And I think, Jim, maybe you can expound on this, but I think that the Connecticut State coroner, Wayne Carver, had actually got a law passed prior to that, I believe, maybe a year or so before this all unfolded, classifying any mass casualty events involving children and redacting all those details. So now we have, through Freedom of Information Acts, we have many, many pages of fully redacted details, and some that are partially redacted, but mostly redacted and blacked out. So we've got FBI reports and all sorts of things. I think for the listeners to understand, we were followed around by police at every turn. I mean, everywhere we went. From the time we drove into Danbury, we were pulled over immediately once we got into town. Wolf was driving and was not talking on the cell phone, but I guess he had his cell phone in his hand, and we got pulled over as soon as we basically crossed over the town line on our way to the United Way building. Actually got pulled over in the adjacent driveway. Had to go through all that rigmarole. Then we parked properly and then, were denied access. They brought in bicycle cops. There were probably 8 different police officers there. So I believe that they knew that we were coming and wanted to make sure that we were not able to ask questions that we needed to ask as far as funding. Where did the funds come from? How were they distributed through the Sandy Hook Fund, through the United Way, and through all of this paperwork that we have? And we do have mountains and mountains of evidence of pretty fishy smelling funding. I believe that Wolf's lawyer will go into that further, and we will include that in the documentary with all sorts of document shots. But I'd like to say that with respect to Adam Lanza and the purported abilities of his marksmanship, I've asked 4 different military and law enforcement officials if they thought, I explained how many magazines he reportedly had, how many different weapons he reportedly had, and at 112 pounds of Asperger's syndrome, do they think that they, being current and retired law enforcement and military, do they think that they could actually perform those functions and have a more than 90% kill ratio, and that each and every one of them said, absolutely not. No way. Not in the time given. So when listeners are hearing this and saying, oh, these people think that, oh, no one died on that day. I personally don't believe that to be the case. I believe people did die. Did it unfold in the way that we were told that it did? from all accounts and all of the documents, plus the aerial footage, plus the still photos, plus the reports from the Newtown Bee, the newspaper there, and many other points of evidence, I truly believe, I went into this very impartially, I truly believe that this was a program, an operation. I won't go so far as to say it was all a complete hoax. There were certainly members of fire and police and first responders that were not in, quote unquote, in on the whole operation. But it smells very, very fishy to me. Jim?
Hello? Are you still with us, Jim? Hey, we're still here. I'm still here, anyways. You brought up a lot of compelling points. Did Jim drop?
Maybe Jim dropped out.
Okay, internet must have crashed. He had an internet issue. But tell me about this film. When's it coming out? What's it going to be called? Do you have any details for me?
Well, we haven't actually given it a title yet. We're still reviewing a lot of the footage. We're gonna put together a whole bunch of aerial footage from the news helicopters, also footage from State One, I forget what it's called, CT1 and CT2, I believe they were. Those were the State Patrol copters that were in the air rather quickly as the events were unfolding. I mean, that's some of that famous or infamous footage that where you see the people running back into the backwoods. Some of them were recovered or taken into custody by Connecticut State Patrol. I have met with many of the officers who are listed as first responders on that day from the local Newtown, Sandy Hook area. Some were very professional and some were very uneasy. I mean, there's a lot of emotion that surrounds this. Any shared traumatic event, as I was trying to explain to one of the lieutenants, is going to create negative feelings towards anyone who asks any questions about it, because whether you want to call it a PSYOPS program or not, anyone who's ever been a bar bouncer or anyone who's ever been involved in law enforcement, when your adrenaline kicks in and you have to take care of a nasty situation and everything comes out all right and everyone's still alive, you make that brotherhood kind of a bond, whether you were involved personally or not. So I understand why we were treated somewhat roughly, not always physically, but we were certainly not greeted impartially by anyone who was affiliated with the town. And all we wanted to do were ask some simple questions about simple details, which would be readily available in any other mass casualty school shooting in the United States heretofore. This is the first time that any of this was classified. Awesome.
Well, I appreciate you calling in with your testimonial. Hopefully Jim will be back with us for the last segment, but if not, we'll take more calls as well. 800-313-9443 is how you can join us. We'll take our final break and we'll come back to wrap things up in just seconds.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
It's our final segment tonight on the Pod Tuscan Show, and boy, has this been an interesting conversation with Professor Jim Fetzer. Jim, we're going to squeeze in some final phone calls here because the phone line's lit up, and I want to make sure I get to everybody's questions and comments.
Okay.
Wayne in Idaho, you're first. Go ahead.
Bob, great to hear your voice again, and it's wonderful to hear Jim Fetzer on your show. I just want to tell you a little bit about our experience with Jim Fetzer. I told my brother in 2006, I don't want to die on my knees. I said, we're going to go see Jim Fetzer and speak at San Diego State. And we did. And I asked Jim Fetzer a question. And the question was, what's your position on the Second Amendment? And Jim said, Wayne, get armed to the teeth. And that's the truth. Remember that, Jim?
I'm recollecting it. That was a great event.
It surely was. It was wonderful to see what you said. And what you're saying today about Sandy Hook is absolutely spot on.
Well, it's so outrageous that they would arrange this elaborate, very emotionally impacting event to maximize support across the nation. It was like that young Kuwaiti girl who testified before Congress that she'd witnessed these Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital in Kuwait and dump the baby from the incubators onto the floor. So they died. She turned out to be the daughter of the Iraqi ambassador. She was a Republican PR firm. She'd never even been in the hospital. And Boston Vine is to do the Fourth Amendment. Says the same. Look at the second. It's completely outrageous. And there's so bad. It's so much in your face. It's so fraudulent. They don't care. They realize there's a tiny percentage we're going to figure out. Everyone else doesn't have to for it. They want their beer, their
Uh-oh, Jim's bandwidth is sounding real bad right now. So Jim, I'm going to butt in here and interject here because your computer's
I hear you, Bob. Right.
We've had difficulties tonight. Go ahead, Wayne.
You know, Bob, about the 9/11 truth movement, I've looked at this situation. Of course, I read some wonderful books about the situation, and looking back on the situation, you know, I was listening to Judy Wood on John B. Wells' show, who I am a member of the Caravan to Midnight, and basically, what I'm seeing about the truthers, I think you are all correct in your analysis.
Go ahead.
I think you're all correct in your analysis. I think that Dr. Jones is right. I think that Jim Fetzer's right. I think that everybody's right about their analysis about 9/11. And the more I look at that situation is that you every single person is correct. And we need to, the truthers need to look at that whole situation.
You're suggesting it was all of the above. In other words, all those techniques or methods were used to destroy the World Trade Center.
Absolutely. And, you know, Webster Tarpley taught me a very important thing. And what Tarpley said was, if you want to look at a sponsor of terror, look at the state first.
Yes, yes. Yes. 9/11 synthetic terror made in the USA, Webster Tarpley, major contribution to the study of 9/11.
Wayne, thanks for the call, brother. Good to hear from you.
Okay, Bob.
Take care. Let's fit one last caller here before we run out of time and talk to somebody. Hello.
Hey there, Bob.
Hey there.
Professor, I remember Field McConnell, who was a pilot. Does that ring a bell?
Who is the name again?
Field McConnell.
McConnell. Yeah. He's a friend of Anthony Lawson. Go ahead about Field McConnell.
He made the statement that he resigned as an airline pilot, captain, no less, because intel was leaked to him that all the airline planes are equipped with military gyro chips that allow satellite or remote control. So, and then I ponder why the Pentagon would have been attacked with what appears to be a missile. And even this guy, Jamie McIntyre, who was CNN's guy on the spot, said that he couldn't find any plane debris anywhere. Nothing was tore up.
Right.
But a 16-foot hole, well, come to find out. And, of course, the video footage, 88 cameras around the Pentagon, none of that was ever revealed or released. So here in that area, apparently, this guy, Dov Zakai, who was a rabbi, dual Israeli-American, and Pentagon comptroller, CFO, well, he had somehow embezzled around 3 trillion FRNs, and nobody knows where it went. And purportedly, there was data indicting him in that area of the Pentagon.
Well, what happened was Donald Rumsfeld announced the missing $2.3 trillion on Monday, the day before 9/11. I can hear him talking to the section chief saying, look, I've got to go out and, you know, embarrass myself by, I want you to have everyone and all the documents and records in the West Wing, which they were all dutifully there, and then they blew it up, so they destroyed. You know, I looked at the Pentagon casualty list, 125 names, and about three dozen of them were accountants, financial experts, budget analysts. They just destroyed all the records. I mean, that's a powerful motive. The official trajectory is neither aerodynamically nor physically possible. They got this 757 barely skimming the ground at over 500 miles an hour. Because of ground effect, it couldn't have got closer than 60 or even 80 feet to the ground, which is higher than the Pentagon is tall. And hitting these lampposts along the way, a plane hitting a stationary lamppost at 500 miles an hour has the same effect as a stationary plane being hit by a lamppost traveling 500 miles an hour. Would have ripped the wing open, the fuel would have burst into flames, and it would have spun the plane around the tail, wings and all that, made a huge, cartwheeled on the ground, made a huge mess. Jamie McIntyre spoke the truth when he said he did, from his close-up inspection, he'd seen no indication that any plane had hit anywhere near the building, no large parts, nothing but little pieces you could hold in your hand. Later, he was forced to retract that, and he did it in the following way. He said, only a fool would deny that a plane had hit the Pentagon. Meaning he had been such a fool because he had denied it, and now he was getting bumped from his job. I think he resigned because he could no longer tolerate the hypocrisy, the lies, and the deception.
Indeed. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Fred. Jim, we have a minute left. Final comments.
To learn more about Sandy Hook, go to Newtown School Board, greet Sandy Hook Skeptics with Silence, Topics, T-O-P-I-X. And there you get a summary of an article that was published about it. But you'll also get a series of comments where I posted links to four articles. I gave 15 questions, simple questions for the school board. There are three or four other comments. It's worth a review if you want to see kind of how this thing has gone down. There have been articles in the Hartford Courant and in the Connecticut Post about it. I think actually it's having quite a bit of effect. It's stirring up the people of Connecticut and bringing them out on this issue. I think there's going to be a lot of reverberation. And as I mentioned to you, Bob, Brass Check TV picked it up. That's going to bring millions more readers to watch Wolf and me and the others speak to the Sandy Hook, to the Newtown School Board.
That's awesome. I'm glad this is getting out, and it is, when you hear how compelling a lot of these issues are with this case here. Professor Jim Fetzer, as always, is a great guest. He joins us, at least once a month, maybe, on the Bob Tuscan Show. Check out his lecture that he gave at the Free Your Mind Conference. And there will be another Free Your Mind Conference, folks. Yours truly will be organizing it. And I can't wait to let you in on some of the behind-the-scenes progress with that. Jim, thanks as always, man.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Folks, we'll be back at it tomorrow night. Until then, love you guys. Have a great night.
Them crazy. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballers out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.